even as right now Ferguson police are gearing up to protect their headquarters should there be more violence. We begin our coverage here with NBC's Miguel Almaguer. Miguel, good evening.
Brian, good evening. On several city blocks across the city, and including this block right here, you can smell smoke in the air. Many buildings are still smoldering tonight. The street behind me, this neighborhood has been shut down. Police not allowing the public in because they are concerned what buildings haven't been looted will be attacked tonight. Protesters say they are ready. Police are also braced for conflict.
Tonight in Ferguson, the cleanup.
Hope it don't happen again tonight.
A broken city on edge, bracing for more protest and possibly more violence.
Stand with us.
Crowds spilled into the streets just before 8 p.m. last night. Tension even before the grand jury's decision became public.
They determined that no probable cause exists to file any charge against Officer Wilson and returned a no true bill on each of the five indictments.
The emotion too much for Michael Brown's mother. The family had called for peace, but Brown's stepfather, who later apologized, had a different message. Crowds swelled into the hundreds. Chaos, destruction, steps from police headquarters. The nation watched. President Obama urged restraint.
But I join Michael's parents in asking anyone who protests this decision to do so peacefully.
Violence erupted in the heart of Ferguson. So did gunfire. More than 150 shots reported.
What we're hearing now is a succession of gunshots, one right after the other, and they are getting closer to this direction where police are barricading.
Businesses looted in August were hit again. More than a dozen burned to the ground. Some owners, with a window to the violence, refused to leave.
I'm just here protecting the property, you know. It's a shame. It really is on both sides.
Police cruisers were torched, dozens arrested.
Sir, I didn't do anything.
Our community's got to take some responsibility for what happened tonight. For what happened tonight as far as turn our community apart.
There were demonstrations and arrests across the country. Hundreds marched in Chicago. In California, freeways were shut down. While in New York, the police commissioner, splattered with fake blood, called for restraint. Today, more protest. The Missouri governor announced more backup for police. 2,200 National Guard troops in the region. A community splintered and one family heartbroken.
I'm going to say my emotions is all over the place. I don't know what to feel. You know, I'm just... I'm just here. I'm empty.